Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.
Hey everyone, I'm Jana Stafford with BIC Magazine. Today I'm joined by Patrick Jankowski, Senior Vice President of Research at Greater Houston Partnership. Patrick may know a thing or two since he's been studying economy since 1981. The last time we caught up with you, Patrick, was March of 2021. You and Jeremy said we'd do this catch-up every late March, so we're a little early this year, but the timing couldn't be more perfect, to be honest, because there is a lot happening that's affecting the economy right now. So welcome, Patrick, and we appreciate you joining us on this cold Houston morning.
Jana, thanks. It's good being on again. That's what's great about being an economist, because things never stand still. They're always changing, so there's always a need to reassess, reevaluate, and reforecast.
Yep, I'm sure that is true. 2021 seems to have been a good year for Houston's economy. So just how good was it?
Oh gosh, 2021 was one of the best years on record. We created roughly 152,000 jobs over 12 months. You have to go back 40 years. You have to go back to 1981, the year I started studying the economy, to get the second best year. Back then, we created 127,000 jobs. So you can see 40-year gap, but we definitely created a record number of jobs last year. It was wonderful sitting there and watching just all the jobs being created.
That is wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful for our city. Let's talk about COVID for a few minutes. Even though I know we're all tired of the subject, it's almost exactly 2 years from when we started having cases here in Houston. Have we recovered everything we lost in the pandemic?
No, we haven't. We're still somewhat short on jobs. If you look at the different sectors, some sectors have done very well. Professional services has done well. Administrative support has done well. Finance has done well. Healthcare has done well. But we're still lagging. We lost 361,000 jobs in the pandemic. We've gotten back roughly about 316,000. So we're roughly about 45,000 jobs short. So we're getting close, but we're not back to where we were back in February of 2020.
Okay. I know it's been a struggle for everyone. Patrick, how does our recovery compare to other metro areas, though?
Well, it's interesting you ask that, because I get asked the question all the time, is how do we compare to Dallas or Los Angeles or San Francisco, other metros that we consider competitors? We've gotten back roughly 87% of what we lost. That gives us at 45,000. Unfortunately, you know, here, I'm a native Texan, I'm a native Houstonian. I hate to admit this, but Dallas is actually doing better than we are. Ooh. And Dallas has gotten back 125% of what they've lost, meaning they've gotten everything they lost, then some. But we're doing better than Los Angeles and San Francisco. Both those metros are struggling with about 65, 70% of what they lost. If you look at all the metros out there, if you look at the top 20 ranked by population, Houston's recovery, we're actually in the middle of the pack. We rank 10th in percent of jobs recovered. So we're not at the bottom like Los Angeles or San Francisco, but we're not leading like Dallas.
Okay. Well, what's holding Houston back, do you think?
Well, it's not energy, and that's a myth. People think because of how much the energy suffered in 2020 and early 2021. Energy is actually doing quite well, especially with the run-up we've seen in oil prices over the last 18 months. What's holding us back are really three main sectors. One is construction, the other is manufacturing, and the other is wholesale trade. We saw a lot of projects put on hold early in the pandemic. Businesses just did not want to invest in new buildings and new structures. And even if they had broken ground on them, they said stop, because they need to see how things would play out. Manufacturing has suffered because energy suffered. We saw the rig count drop down to around 244 rigs from where it was at 1083. If you look at the job numbers, about 90% of the manufacturing jobs that are still to be recouped are providing oil field equipment and pipes and valves and flanges. So as energy recovers and we're starting to see some nice pickup in the rig count, that's going to help manufacturing. And wholesale trade, you know, you and I, when we shop, we go to Walmart and we go to Target and we go to HEB. Businesses, they go to wholesalers. They buy their lumber for them. They buy their spare parts from them. So as we start to see the energy industry pick up, and as we start to see construction pick up, wholesale trade will pick up. Once we start to see some significant growth in those three areas, and we are beginning to see some indications of that, we should see a nice recovery. We should get closer to being back to where we were prior to the pandemic.
Okay. You shared a lot just now about the outlook for 2022. Is there any more you want to share about what, you know, what it looks like for us in the next year or maybe even into 2023?
Well, right now the partnership's forecast is calling for us to create about 75,500 jobs in the region. You know, that's not like the 151,000 we just created, but you can't have two record setting years in a row. It's very unusual. But it's pretty good because our long-term average is about 65,000 jobs. So we're going to be creating above our long-term average. But there are things which could derail that. You know, inflation, rising interest rates, lack of consumer confidence, the political concerns that we have, what's going on right now between the Ukraine and Russia, that could derail our recovery.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. We're recording this just a few hours after Russia began its invasion of the Ukraine, which was the biggest attack by one state against another in Europe since World War II. So what do you think that will mean for the U.S. economy and particularly for Houston?
Yeah, you bring it on. If just before we went on, I had my TV on behind me. I was watching Bloomberg trying to figure it out. It's interesting. There's a concern on many fronts. One is it will impact oil prices. It's not going to impact it quite as severely as maybe people are thinking, because a lot of the traders have already priced the invasion in. As we speak right now, oil prices have gone up less than $10 a barrel today because they expected the invasion. So that'll raise oil prices. When oil prices go up, it is going to add to inflation. As it adds to inflation, it's going to mean there's less money for individuals to spend on discretionary things, luxury items, because they're going to be spending more money on essentials like gas for the car and rent and so forth. So it's not going to cause a recession, but it will slow down growth in the U.S. It'll slow down growth globally. That's probably the biggest impact. It will impact investor confidence. We see that in the stock market, but it hasn't fallen that much as we talk. Once again, we're talking around noon on the day of the invasion. What we're really going to need to see is how this play out over the next 2 to 3 weeks. One thing, it'll lift oil prices, which is going to make a little bit of a pressure on refineries. It's going to squeeze margins somewhat. But the U.S. Only imports of all of the roughly 9 million barrels a day we import, less than 7% of that comes from Russia. So it's not going to affect the U.S. as much as it'll affect the refineries in Europe and other places in the globe.
Okay, great. Thanks for sharing that. The petrochemical point of view as well. Given all you've shared, where will we be 6 months or a year from now, in your opinion?
6 months, a year from now, I'm still optimistic. I think the geopolitical situation is going to weigh on the economy, but it's not going to stop growth. I think 6 months, a year from now, we will have gotten back all the jobs we've lost. We will be back above our February 2020 peak of 3.2 million jobs. We'll still have high inflation, but we're also going to have higher interest rates. Gas prices will go up and then they'll probably settle down. And we'll start to see some more pickup in construction in the area. We're not looking at a recession in 2022, but we are looking at slower growth.
Okay, that's great. Patrick, we thank you for joining BIC Magazine today. Please know that we welcome you back anytime with us. If you're interested in reading more from Patrick and Greater Houston Partnership, visit houston.org. As always, we are most grateful for our audience. Please like and share this recording with colleagues. And for more industry news, videos, webinars, and podcasts, visit bicmagazine.com. And remember, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to bicmagazine.com for industry news and resources. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.